Kellogg, 1886. Dr. Kellogg. Dear brother, I feel somewhat anxious about you. I dreamed that you were telling me some of your trials, and I said, "My brother, if you had possessed the same spirit that Moses had, you would have thorough workers with you." When Moses was much burdened, the Lord raised him up in Jethro, an advisor and helper. The advice was taken, and the burdens that had come upon him were divided with others, and a twofold object was gained. Moses was relieved, and he had a better chance for his life, and men were learning to bear responsibilities to qualify them to do work in positions of trust, so that Israel should not learn to look to one man and trust in one man, and think that no one could do anything for them unless it came before that one man. Now it is hard, I know, to let go some responsibilities and give others an opportunity to get hold with all the advantages and counsel of your knowledge to help them. Unless this is done, they will ere long have to carry an unwieldy load without the instruction and counsel which now it is their privilege to have. I have been shown the true position and bearing of things. I have mentioned these things to you, and if I mistake not, have urged your attention upon these things. My husband might have been alive today if he had learned to do the very things I am urging you to do. You must never take the position that because you have an experience in your calling and practice that others have not. And for this reason, everyone must meet your exact measurement in all particulars before you can take them by your side and teach them all you know yourself, and have them obtaining a practical knowledge of everything essential for the work, that you can leave the sanitarium. Visit Europe and California and give instruction to our young institutions there. Dr. Gibbs is doing good work as near as I can learn, but you might help us in California in many suggestions about building, for buildings will have to be erected. And also get up a little more enthusiasm on health reform with your lectures, which would be a good thing. The change would help you, not only the change of work, but also the climate. We want your life spared to us as long as God may see fit. But it depends in a large measure upon yourself how long that shall be. Unload, unload, Dr. Kellogg. Give that active brain of yours some period of rest, else it will rest entirely, whether you choose it or not. I write to you as I would to my own sons. I tell you, God would have you do much less in some directions and more in other directions. No one will tell you the things I do, and therefore I feel the burden upon me to tell you. When Moses complained before the Lord of the heaviness and increased burdens coming upon him, the Lord divided the burdens and placed them upon 70 men instead of one. Now, my brother, I was shown that if you continued to tax the brain with writing, with all the increasing responsibilities, you will become nervous. You have so active an imagination that when the mind is worn, the brain nerve power forbids to do its work healthfully. You will be constantly inclined to be suspicious of your brethren without a cause, and you will suspect your very best friends that they are no longer your friends, but your enemies. Now, my brother, I write to you as one of my own sons. Just stop and consider that you are a mortal man with the infirmities and errors of mortality. All that you may think or do, you must not regard as perfection, neither feel disappointed if others do not regard them as needing no amendment. There is not one of our leading men that is infallible to my view. You may view things from one standpoint, they from another. You have been wonderfully successful in your career in doing a special work. God has raised you up as a man of opportunity to do this work. But if at any time you take the credit or glory to yourself, then the Lord will not work by you or through you. Whatever you have done that is good has been because the Lord has blessed your efforts. Whatever you may do will be because the Lord will still bless your efforts. You are his instrument to be handled by his divine power. Of yourself, you can do nothing. All your powers, all your capabilities are from God. Then clothe yourself with humility. Walk in dependence and faith in God, putting no confidence in yourself alone without the aid of God. All your capability of usefulness is the entrusted gift of God. Talents to be put to the highest service, but not to be abused by overuse and thereby weakened and become crippled. Our Heavenly Father is not ignorant of your cares, your burdens, and if He sends you cautions and instructions, as He surely will by His servants, do not turn from them and choose your own way, although that may appear right unto yourself. There is no one of God's servants infallible. You are liable to errors and mistakes as other men, and you need to be corrected. It will not answer for you to walk alone, lest your feet stumble upon the dark mountain of unbelief. I was so rejoiced to read your letter that you were drawing nigh to God, because the promise is, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. And when Jesus comes nigh to us, He says, peace be unto you. James 4, verse 8. John 20, verse 19. The Lord is our helper. The Lord is our shield. Just trust in Him and believe in Him. Unless His arm supports you, you will quickly fall. We have much to learn yet in the school of Christ that we have not learned, and we shall not cease to learn when we exchange earth for heaven. Our religion must have solid rock for our foundation. The truth must be firmly believed, and the dependence be wholly upon God. How thankful I felt when I read from your pen, which traced the lines that you were enjoying more of the Spirit of God. No one would appreciate the blessing of God daily more than yourself. No one could estimate the knowledge of sins forgiven and the reconciled countenance of your Redeemer more than yourself. And this precious evidence and light from above will make you constantly a channel of light, a source of blessing to those with whom you are brought in contact. I am so desirous that you should come off conqueror, that you should have the eternal weight of glory. I want you to live, not for this life, but for the future immortal life. You have transmitted to you traits of character that are not the most hopeful or helpful to you in the religious life, but these may be overcome. Now is our time to fit for eternity. You have a battle to fight with your own individual temptations and your marked traits of character, which will seek constantly for the supremacy. I want to see you again, and to see you far in advance in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you pursue a religious life undeterred by the difficulties which beset you, you will be gaining victories over self every day. If you work for the Master from principle, emptying yourself of selfishness in the matter, God will make a record of this in His books. If you work in darkness that enshrouds you as well as in the light, in gloom which sometimes besets the soul as well as in the sunshine, you will have a firm, solid experience which will stand the test of trial. Your feelings and imaginings will be often against you, exaggerated by trivial circumstances that the enemy takes advantage of. But if you have treasured up in your heart and incorporated in your being the truth as it is in Jesus, settled and grounded so that no temptation or argument can induce you to leave Christ and His wisdom out of your life, you cannot fail as you are situated from having a masterly influence over all with whom you are connected, that they shall not live for themselves, but for Him who gave His life for them. You will, in all your undertakings and associations, recognize an ever-present spectator who is cognizant of every act and hears every word, and is acquainted even with the desires and intents and purposes of the heart and being as in the sight of God. Here, day by day, the soul becomes familiar with looking to God, trusting in God, relying upon God, and angels of God will be round about. And you, living under the tremendous realities of the unseen, will have a knowledge of the existence and attributes of God, and you can approach Him with the endearing name as Father. Oh, make God your help. Make God your strength. The little time left us here, put the very best and perfect material into the character building. faith must be cultivated. Then you will feel that God never designed that you carry your responsibilities alone. You will feel that you are beset with angels and a loving God is with you, that you are the object of His wise and loving care, that you by faith can draw from His infinite resources, and that all events are in His hands, and that you are working out His plans. He has power to do what He will. May the Lord bless you and comfort you, and make you strong in His strength.